Well, on Sunday mornings recently during this season, we have been looking at the word mystery in the New Testament. I hesitate to call it the mystery of Christmas. It is the mystery concerning Christ, however. You know, you can hear all kinds of weird things about Christmas, you know, the magic of Christmas. There is no magic of Christmas, but there is power in Jesus Christ. So, let's think together for a few moments about this word mystery in the New Testament. It refers to that which was veiled in the Old Testament, but is revealed and made clear in the New. We looked at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 32, which is the mystery of Christ and His church. In the context of speaking about marriage, the Apostle Paul says, "This mystery is great." But I'm speaking of Christ and the church. The church is the bride of Christ. Marriages are designed to picture the relationship between Jesus and the people who have believed in Him. The mystery of Christ and the church. Paul says that mystery is great. We'll come back to that. Jesus spoke of the mysteries of the kingdom. Matthew chapter 13, verse 11. He said, "Let me tell you parables about the mysteries of the kingdom." And throughout Matthew chapter 13, he does. Now, Jesus came offering the kingdom of Messiah to Israel, offering his kingdom to Israel. They rejected it. They rejected Him. They committed the sin that was called unforgivable, saying that the things of Jesus, which were accomplished by the Holy Spirit, were actually accomplished by Satan. They rejected Jesus as the Messiah. Therefore, Jesus withdrew His offer of the Messianic kingdom to Israel. And since then, the form of the kingdom that has been present is what Jesus called a mystery. The mystery form of the kingdom, which will be in place until Israel accepts Jesus as the Messiah, which is at the end of the tribulation period, immediately prior to Jesus' second coming. And at Jesus' second coming, He will fulfill His promise of the Messianic kingdom. But we are in a time now of the mystery form of the kingdom. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. Paul said, I proclaim to you the glorious mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Jesus in the believer, the hope of glory. Paul calls that a glorious mystery. 1 Timothy 3:16, great by common confession, great is the mystery of godliness. He was revealed in the flesh. The mystery of the incarnation of Jesus. God became man. God became man without losing or compromising any of his deity. And he remained God without compromising any of his humanity. 100% God, 100% man. When you think about this great truth, I trust you will think about it tomorrow as you celebrate Christmas. December 25th is the day, actually Kislev 25 on the Hebrew calendar. December 25th, Kislev 25, is the day. You saw it in the Nativity play tonight. It is the day that the angel came to Mary and announced the Holy Spirit is going to conceive a son in your womb. That day is the day of the incarnation. Jesus, man, humanity, a baby, that didn't happen when he was born 9 months later. That happened when he was conceived. He was fully God and fully man in the womb of Mary. Now that's a great mystery. And it's something to celebrate, for that is how the Savior came. He was revealed in the flesh. He lived a perfect, sinless life before God, a substitutionary life, the life you and I should have lived. He died a substitutionary death in payment for your sin. He rose again on the third day, and he offers eternal life, salvation to all who will receive him as a gift. Believe upon him by faith. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51. This is the mystery we'll be speaking about this coming Sunday morning. The mystery of the rapture of the church. Paul said, 1 Corinthians 15:51, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed." What's the mystery? Some believers are not going to die. Some believers are not going to die. There is going to be a generation of believers alive at the moment of the rapture, and they will never die. Now, that's a mystery because the norm, Hebrews 9:27, is it's appointed unto man once to die. And after that, the judgment. But there is a unique generation of believers who will not die. They will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. They will be instantaneously glorified. That's what's coming next. That is the glorification aspect of salvation. Now, those believers who have died, the Bible says they will rise first. They will be instantly changed and glorified as well. And we together, all believers will be with the Lord forever. Jesus, remember, the church is the bride of Christ. Jesus is coming again to claim his bride, to take his bride away, to take his bride out of here. You know, after 2020, I think a lot more believers are looking forward to being out of here. Aren't you? Aren't you? Oh, that's a great mystery. But it's next. Jesus came. The God-man. The Savior. And he came and he procured a bride. He paid the price, the bridal price for the bride with his death, with his blood. He rose again and he's coming again. Now, in between time, we are in the mystery form of the kingdom. But won't it be a spectacular experience when you see Jesus for the first time with glorified eyes? You will see him face to face with no need to veil your gaze from Him, to see His glory fully because you are glorified fully. Now those are the things that we celebrate in our salvation. You put those together, that is the mystery of Christmas. And that mystery has been unwrapped and revealed for us so that we know the truth of it in Jesus Christ. If there is anyone here tonight that has never believed upon Jesus and taken that free gift of salvation and the forgiveness of sins from Him, we encourage you to believe upon Him tonight, to receive Him as your Savior, to receive that very best gift. And those of you who do know Christ tonight, you have believed upon Him and you are saved. Look forward in anticipation to this next unveiling of the mystery of the rapture of the church. And you have a great message to tell. Because this message is a message that you can share and tell with anyone, that they too might believe upon Him and be saved. As we light the candles tonight, let's help each other. You're spread out around the room. Share the light with each other as a symbol of sharing the light of the gospel with people all around you who need to see it. They need that light of the gospel. So let's light our candles and consider the light that we have to share, which is Jesus.